Where have we gotten to a point, and what kind of people? I'm just going to say this. What the hell have we come to when we're not taking care of one another? We're not taking care of our own. Whether somebody has their hand out, hey, I'll take care of so-and-so if you pay me. Hey, I'll do this and that if you pay me. And worse is you're not even taking care of your own flesh and blood. You're not even there. You're not even attentive. You're not even, you're out of sight, out of mind. Going gets tough. Don't want to be inconvenienced, burdened. And then finding people to pay to do something that you should be doing with your own damn heart, your own free will, is taken care of within the family, taking care of one another. And this should never be something where people pay people or ask people or, hey, I have an idea, suggestion. What does that make the person who's struggling with their health? How do you think that makes the person feel? That is in the middle of all this bee nest, or as a therapist said, wasp nest going on. What does that make the person right in the middle, more like, and this is going on? And it's not the first. Paying people because you don't feel inconvenienced, you don't want to be burdened, you don't want to be inconvenienced, you don't want to have to get up and do things called caring and taking care of people when they're sick. Isn't that part of a little bit of morals and human decency and using excuses? Oh, I'm too busy. I'm that. I got allergies. I got this. It's snowing today. The temperature's 5 degrees, two up north and two up south. It's too left, it's too right. It's too hot, it's too cold. It's too black and too white. You know, I can't laugh about it. This has really got my eyes open. What the hell and who the hell sits there and pays people and does things behind their back? I mean, the IRS stuff is bad enough, folks. And that ain't even begun. But then, I'm going to say how I found out. I'm not even going to say. But we're literally going to do that? Now we're going to pay people? Oh, if you do me a favor, take care of this and take care of that. When somebody's sick? Okay, here. Let me take a seat right now. Because I need to take a seat on this one. Because this has got me all left and right and up and down. This is not okay. I'm glad I got a second therapist appointment tomorrow. I'm glad. Because next week I got things I got to attend to. I ain't going to be able to do it. So back to back. It's probably a good thing. It was meant to be. Folks, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it as best I can. Okay? Family is supposed to be there for family. Period. Okay? Some people could say, well, if it's extended family or second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth cousin or whatever. Okay, I don't care. Family's supposed to be there for family. If you get wind, you hear, or you know that part of your blood chain is struggling or needs help or needs assistance, it's part, and that's what family, the word family is plural. Family is a unit. It's not a singular word for use teachers, online teachers, web teachers who want to teach and use they, theirs, I, it, okay? Spell, please. Okay? Family's plural. Family helps family out. There is no excuses but excuses. This is not to be tossed off on other people, tossed off on friends, tossed off on anybody, paying people, doing favors for people, because you don't want to take the initiative, especially depending where you're at on that totem pole of life. You're up there on that totem pole, especially in the word family, which is a plural word, and you start dishing out which should be things that you should be willing and wanting to do, is taking care of family when they're sick, and you start tossing that out and tossing the dollar around. All that I could say is people, this happens a lot. And it's sad and it's disturbing and sick as hell. There is no family. If family can't get their you know what together and have a little bit of morals and human decency, okay? A little bit of human decency, okay? Just a little, like maybe 2%. And when you know someone is dealing with what, I don't care where they're at in their journey of life. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the diagnosis is. Families should be the first ones there rolling their sleeves up and going, where can I help? Families should be there making those calls. What can I do? Family should be the one who has designed the meal train. Okay? They should be having that whole meal train every month filled. Whether you want the food or you can eat it or not, it doesn't matter. It's about the thought. Not throwing money at people to do the dirty work for your ass. Okay? And this goes for everybody. I ain't honing in on one particular person. I'm gonna put this out there for everybody. You're not doing anything. You're not being a family. You're not even being the word family. Because family should be helping family out. When you need help, the family calls family, and family shouldn't even have to call family for a therapist. Family knows, okay? In the day and age where everybody's in everybody's business, and the internet is a way of life, and people are more connected than on the internet than they are face-to-face or even being out on the street and saying hi. Nobody's connected that way anymore. Let's face it, kids aren't out playing anymore. Kids are never out playing anymore. You know? Everything's behind doors, the internet. That's it. Maybe sporting activities, things like that. Nobody is communicating unless it's on the screen, okay? So families, no matter what kind of family village, call it family community village, I don't care what you call it around the world, For Yourself, My Journey International, wherever you're listening and it translates over, okay? Your bloodline, okay, let's say bloodline because it's different around the world, should come first before anybody else. Don't you dare toss off a responsibility of morals and decency and a responsibility when your family toss responsibility off and have somebody else take care of things that you don't want to deal with because you don't want to be inconvenienced, your ass doesn't want to be burdened, and you don't feel like going out of your way. Especially where you're at on totem pole and who we're talking about. What the hell kind of society are we in? Because guess what? We don't need to go there, do we? I think everybody knows where I'm going. I know quite a few people know where I'm going with this. Kevin, what do you think? I'm sure you got a lot to feed on this one. Because you've said a lot. Because subconsciously, you knew some things weren't right and you felt bad. I get it now with therapy where I'm at now. With this therapist, I get it. I have opened my eyes and I have learned far too much in a very short amount of time. And if I could reverse the hands of time, I wish I would have had this therapist many, many, many years ago because my life would have turned out completely different. And my way and how I handled things would have been completely different. If I would have had somebody like her to tell me not what it's about, but why people do things and what their actions really mean and why they're doing things or not doing things, my life would have turned out completely different. I've been in a different situation. So I'm going to pass along, as she said, share your truth. You need to share your truth. Period. Please share your truth. Because you have been cruelly shut down and silenced for far too long. And that wasn't okay. And people protected you. Superiors protected you. Because they knew it wasn't okay either. But don't ever, ever, ever. When part of your blood chain, and you know, because we all use the internet, is whether they're struggling today, maybe they're struggling last week, maybe they're getting worse. Hey, maybe they have a relapse, maybe whatever they're dealing with, okay? In your capable bodies, because family's plural, bodies, okay? Unless a situation where you don't have your family left, and that happens, you know? And then all I can say is reach out to organizations. Please reach out to your local churches. You don't have to be part of a church, congregation, or a member to get help and ask for help, okay, in your situation like that. I highly encourage that. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing about swallowing your pride. You need help, okay? But you got family members, and they're physically able-bodied. And folks, you watching this? Watch this. I don't care who you're watching, how you're watching, or who you know or how you know if somebody's sick. Watch how a family acts around people you know. Watch. Observe. You see them? Are they active? Are they not active? Who's active? Who's not active? Strange sometimes, isn't it? This happens more and more and happening more frequently. Why are we feeling so damn inconvenient and such a burden that a blood member is sick? Okay, I don't know, village, family, community, whatever around the world. And all of a sudden we start scrambling because heaven forbid, you know, it messes with our daily schedule and our routine. We start throwing out the dollars and we'll bring anybody, no matter what the situation or how it is, so we don't have to do it. What the hell? And what the hell are we coming to? What the hell kind of society are we coming to? We start paying people? Oh, I don't feel like dealing with the illness. I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like doing that. I just go behind somebody's back and have somebody else pay them to do it. Oh, that is so wrong. That is as bad as the IRS, my Social Security number, being used and claimed as a dependent behind my damn back without my knowledge. And the IRS flagging me on software, not once, not twice, not three times, not four, five, six, seven, eight, nine times, folks, nine times. And the same thing came back. How do you think the person on the receiving end and being in the middle and all people want when they're sick is not to, for people to be fake as hell and act like they give a damn, especially if they're getting paid to try to act fake to give a damn. How do you think that feels when that person, that patient finds out, the person is sick? That is disgusting as hell. That is the lowest ass scum, disgusting blow. As bad as anybody using anybody's Social Security number in any family, any village and community, knowing somebody's sick within your blood chain, I don't care where you're from, and use their Social Security number without their knowledge, this is as bad as that, as bad as it gets. Nobody needs to be part of any family, any village and community, if you're acting like that. If you feel somebody within your bloodline gets sick and they're a burden, an inconvenience, whatever, because you don't want to mess up your schedule, but you're going to pay people off and do it behind the person who's sick back, what happens in the world, and you know how I tell you how the world happens, how the universe happens, is when you got good souls and these innocent people who are sick that just need some help, because everybody needs help when they're sick. You don't need to have something long term. You've had the flu, right? You've had the flu, right? You've had the flu, right? You, and even you. Y'all had the flu, right? Maybe some other stomach virus or something. Remember how bad you felt? Did you want to have to feel bad alone? No. Who's the first person or people you're going to go to when you're feeling bad? Who'd you go to? Oh, family, huh? Village, community, bloodline, right? Because those are the people that should be there for you. Without you feeling like you're inconveniencing them, a burden, or the, oh God, you know, the extra, that no patient needs the extra. You know what I'm talking about, extra folks? Oh geez, well, I mean, oh God, can you just call me when you get to the hospital? Can you just let me know? I mean, just let so-and-so let me know, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Can't you find somebody else? Can't you hire somebody? Can't you find somebody? What the hell do you think that makes a person sick feel like? Unhuman. Not like a human being. Burden. Man, people don't ask to be sick. And nobody can sit there and say, hey, God, could you give me this, please? Can I have this? Can I have Down syndrome? Can I have MS? Can I have cancer? Can I have Parkinson's? Can I have degenerative disease? Can I have an autoimmune disease? What the hell are people thinking? Nobody wants to be sick and nobody asks to be sick. When you start taking advantage of people that are sick, doing sneaky ass, you know what, SHRT behind people's back that are sick, start paying people because you don't want to be inconvenienced. What the hell kind of person and people, what the hell you think you are? You're not a good person, not a good soul. And you sure the hell ain't human. You have no decency, you have no morals. And if you ever picked up a Bible, You sure the heck didn't read it. It probably clapped itself back in your face. Or maybe it needs to do so next time you even think about going in a church. Because that is not okay. Not okay. I knew this was going to come out. This is going to come out tonight or it's going to come out tomorrow. But you know what? I've utilized therapy to my advantage, and especially the therapy that I have now, which is the end of my therapy journey, which is as long as it takes. Because every time we discuss someone and some things and situations that have happened to me, I've been able to get the closure. And what the hell are they thinking? And why? And the behavior that led up to it. And it has been one hell of a therapy. That's all I gotta say. But when people feel guilty and feel bad, and they realize somebody's onto them, and they're getting paid because other people within a blood chain don't want to have to help or do anything because they don't want to be burdens or inconvenienced. Folks, this happens. And you ever see this in a family? It's not just one family member or blood chain that gets sick. It's all. It's not just a one time around, per my therapist. This is a normal way of how we handle people within the chain that are sick. This is how we handle our own blood that gets sick. Is we just have somebody else try to do all the work because we're not going to. It is a very narcissistic, self-centered, self-righteous way of life, of how people who do this treat people that are sick. And it is damn well disturbing as hell. And this is what I mean when I say, when you need to plan and you have something chronic and you know it's not getting better and you get that, hey, you get that conversation like I did, you're sat down at the table and you know something's up and they sit you in the office and they tell you, listen, there's nothing further we can do. This is going to get worse over time. I'm sorry, there's no more surgical options, nothing we can do. All we can do is put you on palliative care, comfort care, hospice, all the same thing. Hospice is just different than comfort palliative care, what I'm on, okay? It's just different. And then you can make the decision. If I want to make the decision I want to go on hospice tomorrow, I can go on hospice tomorrow. It's my decision, okay? It's a patient's decision. If I want to continue in this care at home and continue on with hospital care, then I'll continue on that. But what I don't need, I don't want to hear, and I did again, of people doing things behind my back because they don't want to be inconvenienced. Shouldn't you be worried about the person who's sick? Actions speak a million times more than words, and people pick up on actions real quick. And if you're one of these people whose things just don't look right, I don't care if it's a best friend this is happening to, or someone within your own blood chain, or a coworker, and you're noticing strange behavior, whatever, you know? It's not right. You know, it should be a learning curve for anyone who watches this or hears about it or knows this is going on. First of all, come forward, come clean. Person who's sick and this is going on behind their back, it's not going to be happy. They're going to be very disappointed. They're going to be in shock. It's kind of like with my Social Security and being claimed as a dependent without my knowledge behind my back. You're going to be shocked. They're going to be in disbelief because facts are facts. I mean, you can't. IRS stuff, you can't. You know, nobody, you can't read that stuff. Anybody who sits there and says it's a lie, go get a job at the circus because you are one of the biggest clowns I've ever seen in my life. You cannot rig, which is why I had that audio to the software company. You cannot fabricate, create, or alter what the computer software is telling you, which comes from the IRS. If somebody has already claimed you as a dependent, claiming you using your Social Security without your knowledge is because they did so using your Social Security number without your knowledge. And anybody who doesn't want you to know, evade, avoid, will lie, get angry, is guilty as hell. Normal people, N-O-R-M-A-L for the spell teacher, please. Because you always have those idiots, okay? I'm just saying. I'm sorry I said idiots. No, I'm not. Okay? Who always want to spell things. That's not they're out. There's more important things to worry about. Go take a job and donate your time, please, and help other people out. They don't need your spell check, please. Okay? That's annoying. I always thought it was annoying. I'm just saying it's annoying. I'm allowed to say it. I'm entitled my opinion. Now, this stuff going on is not okay. It's not a lie. Anybody believes it's a lie, believes anything else, is you need to go join a circus because you're a clown. Because you're playing a fool. And you're looking like a fool because you can't, you know, you can't alter that stuff. I'm going to say something, I'm going to back it up with fact. I have no reason and I will not lie, and there ain't no reason to start, period. But this stuff's not okay. We don't go paying people to take care of our own, period. That ain't right. And if you're on the receiving end and this stuff's been going on behind your back, you have every right to feel however you want to feel. And you better, if you haven't already, you better go see a therapist and you better talk it out and find a damn good one. Because that's the kind of behavior that it's not just you. You're going to feel all sorts of ways. Trust me, you are. I know I do. But there's a lot of other people that have went through the same thing that you are as a patient, and it doesn't feel good. I mean, I think I was born not only in the wrong era, but the wrong planet. Because there's just a lot of things that I have seen and witnessed in my life that is damn disturbing as hell. That I'll never make sense of it, but with this therapist now, I understand it. And as she said, you're never going to change the face value of people. And when you see the face value of someone and it's disturbing, disturbing-ass behavior, is you have to accept it. In a terminology way, of a meaning, is you have to accept it. This is the person. That's them. Now you have to learn how to deal with them and how to maneuver around them. Because you don't want to get too close to people like that. Especially people that do things behind your back. Especially if they're connected by a DNA chain. Because there's some things, folks, and when you're dealing with your own family, village, community, that are not all right. And when it comes to people that are sick, roll your damn sleeves up. This is your time to pitch in. Because when there's more than one willing, able bodies, there is nothing, when you're not helping those that are sick within your own, there is nothing that you could ever say but excuses. And your excuses are nothing but damn excuses. Patience. Find the help. Find the help you need. Plan ahead. Plan now. Give you a prognosis. Start planning. You don't need to thank me later. But you'll remember this podcast. And I hope at least if I can help one patient, then it's a blessing for both of us. If I can help many people, that's the whole point of this podcast, is to help people to know you're not alone. And sometimes you got to do what you need to do for yourself. Amen.